Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
King of the Blues, BB King. Yep. He was the greatest.
I saw him. Wandered into Hockenberry's on Mass Street, like I was 19 or 20 years old. I don't remember. I don't even know that I knew he was in there. And he is just up there with Lucille, just doing what you're here, what that, you, all of the things.
Destroyed that
and
guitar.
I just, my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, pretty sure that's B.B. King. Yeah. Wandered up to the front of the stage, and I did not move for 2 hours. One of the greatest concerts I have ever seen in my life.
I saw him two times in concert, once at the Kansas City Blues Festival in 19. It was the night that Princess Diana died. And then I saw him years ago, Buddy Guy opened for him at the Midland.
So good.
And just, Sam, can you play just a little bit more? Just the purest guitar sound. And the way that he just effortlessly plays that guitar.
Incredible.
Oh, he was amazing. Your love has grown cold.
So, Scott, what are you doing tonight?
Well, my plans have changed, Sam.
Yeah?
I had plans.
Did you see Dana's face when I said that?
Why do we have to keep going back to this well?
And now I don't. Now I don't have plans.
We are all... This is your bye week. This is what we call this in pickleball. This is a bye week.
It wasn't intended to be a bye week.
We will all be back together on that court next Tuesday, I promise you.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
So
last night,
Sam and I are breaking off.
Yeah.
We're forming our own league.
I don't take rejection well. You had mentioned, Dana, and I do have a serious question for you.
Yeah,
You had mentioned that you're the reason that we're being ditched tonight or thrown in the garbage. What was the phrase?
That is not what I said.
Thrown in the trash.
Thrown in the trash. Okay. The reason that we're being thrown in the trash tonight is because, and I believe I got this correct, that you're working to get raided?
Yes.
Do you know the process to getting raided?
No. Well, sort of. My coach said he thought he knew my number.
Coach?
But yeah, the coach that I hired a few times to help me out on State Line.
Right.
What is going on?
Yeah, no, it's a whole big thing. To join the league that I am joining, you have to have a rating.
Right. So you're going tonight with no knowledge of how to acquire said rating?
Well, we are supposed to play in front of someone who is a rater.
Rator?
Have you signed up to get the rator play?
I just thought because we were all going to be there, there would be a rator there because they all play pickleball.
No, that's not how that works.
Okay, then...
So we have been thrown in the trash for quite literally no reason.
For no reason at all.
There is a raider at serve. I've already emailed them. Yes, there is.
You just told me that you didn't set this up, and now you're saying you already emailed
them. I assume you guys have a raider. I didn't say I'd heard back. I'm like, who's your raider? There has to be a raider there.
I didn't say I'd heard back. Okay, so the way that it works is you either have to sign up for a tournament and play in it.
Okay.
And then you get a rating based on how well you did in that tournament.
Oh, okay.
Or that would be the official rating that the tournaments have.
The duper, I believe
them.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The what?
It's called a duper
that's
rating.
That's right, D-U-P-R.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I know.
Or you can do a self-rating, which is a five-step process that I can assure you, since you have no idea how it works, you have not started.
I feel like, Sam, as with all things in my life, I'm sort of a self-rater.
Right. So have you filled out the USA Pickleball questionnaire?
I have not, but
have
I will get...
Have you acquired the USA Pickleball questionnaire?
I will get right on that. I will get right
Between
on that.
Between now and 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Have you acquired the list of requirements for a USA Pickleball skill assessment?
I was planning on doing that tonight.
Have you acquired the form to fill out for that assessment?
Why do there have to be forms involved in this process?
Sam, here's the five-step program.
Here's the thing.
Oh, I need a five-step program, all right.
To get that form printed, she's going to need your help.
Because I can't print.
Because she doesn't know how to print here at the office. And I trust Sam as my ally.
I'm not printing it.
That's exactly right, bro.
Oh, no.
I did beg him for a pod for some coffee earlier because my throat's so sore.
So step three, you have to meet with a USA Pickleball certified member. Do you happen to know any USA Pickleball certified members?
So you basically threw us to the curb tonight for no reason at all.
That is not true.
No,
I am going
true.
To come back tomorrow with a rating, mark my words. If I have to just... find one, I will find a rating.
Would you like to place a bet? Because I need some money.
I would not place that bet with you.
God, I wouldn't, Sam. I just have a feeling I'm going to come back with a rating.
This is not how that works. This is how Brian Shelton felt about 6 weeks ago when you kicked him to the curb and threw him under the bus.
Not kick him to the curb.
Yes, you did.
There are only four spots. Can we just agree that this is a bye week?
Step four.
Oh, God, there's more. Do I feel like it's not a five-step program? It's a 12-step program.
Oh, it should be.
You have to acquire a certification letter from an experienced USA Pickleball tournament player, tournament director, or tournament ambassador.
Okay. Hmm. I have not done some of those things.
Any of them?
Very good.
But I will get on it toot sweet.
So who has taken Sam's and my place tonight? Rick Hadel.
Yep, Rick.
My divorce lawyer.
My buddy Rick is coming, which, again, I thought would be awkward for you. One of the reasons that I did not invite you tonight. And my friend Tabitha is going to play with us.
We know Tabitha.
Yes.
Sam and I have played with her.
And then my son was going to play with us. And we are working out those details now.
So you don't have a fourth?
No, I didn't say that. We do have a fourth.
Well, it sounds like you don't have
a
fourth.
It might be my raider. I don't know. That's why I'm going early.
You don't have a raider.
Oh, you just wait. I will come back fully rated tomorrow.
You will come back unrated.
All right. You want to place a little wager?
I would like to place a very large wager.
I would like to bet my next paycheck.
Very, very large.
Okay, we will talk about this tomorrow.
So on step five, you have to collect all of the documents that I've mentioned in the first four steps.
You know I don't do good with documents.
Exactly.
This is a true story the other
day. So I'd like to place a very large wager with you.
You know how we all are now part of our Indian tribe because my mom did all of this paperwork, right? We get four envelopes in the mail last week.
So what tribe are you part of?
Creek. We get four envelopes in the mail last week, and it's all of our most important documentation. It's passports. It's birth certificates. All of it's laid out. The kids come over, they get their cards, and then they start gathering up the paperwork. And Sophie looks at me and she's like, so I'm going to take all this stuff to Dad's because this is the most important paperwork in our lives. And I go, oh my gosh, you don't think I can keep track of your important paperwork? And all four of them go, no.
Oh, did they really?
They did. And I cracked up because they're right.
They're right.
I go, here it is. Take it over to your dad's. He's got a filing cabinet. I don't have a filing cabinet. Do you know why I have drawers that I can't find things
you
in?
You don't have a filing cabinet at home?
Nope.
Oh, I have a very nice one.
Nope. I used to have a big legal filing cabinet. We got rid of it, and then we had a metal one that I lost in the divorce.
I can't help but acknowledge the aggressive deflection that just happened.
Yes, I'm an aggressive deflector, Sam. Many things to talk about this hour, and pickleball is not one of them.
Apparently not. Sam and I don't want to talk about it because we're not playing. Oh, by the way, I will say this. I got a text earlier from T.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
She said, don't forget I'm going go-karting tonight. I'll see you when I get home.
Sounds fun.
I said, I'm not going to play pickleball. I've been disinvited.
Not been disinvited.
Yes, I have. God.
No, you haven't. There just wasn't room.
You don't even have a fourth.
She wrote back, "What?
Do you guys want to rock?
Rude.
Okay, do you want to rock paper scissors?
No, I don't want to play.
All right. Then why are we talking about
this? Because you have insulted Sam and me.
Oh, I have not.
Based on a lie, by the way.
No, it was not. It was based on the assumption that I could just go and get rated
tonight. No, you don't have a fourth. I mean, we're not even included. You don't want us there.
Okay. If I may.
You may.
I really would like to be rated tonight.
Before you continue,
yes.
I want you to know I packed my pickleball stuff in my car. I will send you a picture of it leave tonight.
I did too.
I was so excited.
Would you please allow me to get a different court that you can come play on and we can all just round robin it?
No.
We can just round robin it.
I don't want to round robin with you tonight.
Okay. Are we done talking about this? I hate you.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't even remember. Okay. It was important, and now I don't remember. Something about your rights in the FTC. Good Lord, what in the Sam Hill is going on between the city of Shawnee, the city of Spring Hill? I think Lenexa was in there at one point. They just posted this on their Facebook page again. For those of you keeping count, this is the third time they have been called out to wrangle livestock in about, what would you say, Sam, a week and a half?
It's been pretty frequent. It's utterly ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay.
Out.
Okay.
Get out.
This is the post just now from the Shawnee Police Department. Cows corralled times three. Our friends over at the Spring Hill Police Department asked us, the Lenexa Police Department, and Overland Park, which department would be next to wrangle the animals. We've had quite a stretch of animal calls. It was our officers' turn again. Yesterday, this trio booked it for quite a while near Midland and Maurer Road before finally hoofing it back home with the help of our officers and some of its citizens. And you see these enormous baby cows, but they're huge.
Dirt, 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 dirt. Dumber than a box of rocks.
Roaming right down Midland Road, and you see the officers in tow laughing because this keeps happening. It was goats last time, and then cows the time before that, I think.
Yeah, and the goats last time were in the same area. They were just west of Midland and Maurer at Midland and 435.
Okay.
And they said that it wasn't really a huge danger because they're just goats, except for when they started walking around on 435.
Corral.
That's like right down the street from my house.
Your animals, people. Corral your animals.
I'm trying to think. Hang on. I'm trying to think. Because that's where I live, where there are cows.
Oh, I mean, everything west, especially, what would that be, southwest of that Midland and 435 intersection is a lot of farmland.
Well, yeah, outside of the park. They also call that Lenexa City Center.
Well, that would be further up by 95th Street.
True, but 87th, yeah.
Keep your cows in the barn where they belong, people.
Cows don't corral themselves.
No, they do not.
If you want to live longer, see a female doctor, according to new research. Patients with... I did not expect that reaction from you.
When we talk about studies, I always ask, is it correlation or causation? And my guess is you're going to live longer when you see a female doctor because you're a woman who sees a female doctor and women live longer.
Fair point. Patients with female doctors, patients... Not just women.
But they're going to be predominantly women.
Patients with female doctors have lower rates of mortality and remission than patients that are treated by male doctors, according to a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Very popular.
You subscribe, right?
Totally.
Female doctors make up 37% of doctors in the United States.
And their patient load, I'm telling you, 90% are going to be women. That's why I went, is this causation or correlation? Like, I just got a brand new OBGYN the other day. Absolutely love her. Bridget, shout out. And
would you go to a male OBGYN?
No.
You would not?
No.
Why?
Because there's no need, and I love the women that I've had over the years. Mine just retired, and I needed a new one. I even shaved my legs for her the other day. You're welcome.
First time you shaved your legs in how long?
Well.
It's not even winter.
I know.
You've just given up.
It's just thrown in the towel. Just
totally given up.
A single thrown in the towel. Line forms to the left, guys.
Do you shave your pits?
Yes. Yes. Gross.
But you don't shave your legs?
Well, not every day. Not if I'm, and it's been cold, so I haven't been out playing golf. When I golf, I shave because I wear a skirt.
Okay.
It's quite the chore.
Is it?
My mature age.
I shave my face every day.
It's a little bit less real estate.
Oh, I was going to say it's a lot less real estate, but go ahead.
We will get into this in the bonus hour next, coming up right after 6 o'clock. A huge announcement today from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, voting 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements in a move that affects up to 30 million Americans. One out of every five workers in jobs ranging from executive to minimum wage earners, and certainly those of you in healthcare.
Please stick around because we have famed media law attorney Bernard Rhodes, who joined us to break down what this means for business owners and your intellectual property, but also it's a huge win for workers. And you mentioned this, healthcare.
Yeah.
If you work at Jimmy John's, you can now go right on across the street and work at Subway, and no one can prevent you to do that based on this ruling. This is one of the largest, most important regulatory rulings that I can remember, Scott, really affecting this many people in a very, very long time.
It even affects people in our industry because,
as
everyone knows, people in the media, for example, of which you and I are both members, we have non-compete clauses in our contract that if for whatever reason we quit or we were fired, whatever, we couldn't go across the street and work for another radio station
for
another year.
So you would have to sit out without pay for another year, which is why you don't see people in television bouncing from one channel to another.
Yeah.
It's huge, but it also affects the Jimmy John's worker, healthcare, nurses.
Nurses,
you can
and
now
doctors.
Go right on across the street.
Well, and doctors are bound by non-compete.
And one of the things I loved, really quick, not to get back into it, one of the things I loved about what he said is that hospitals are not going to be able to say that you're stealing intellectual property by going from KU to St. Luke's or St. Luke's to Overland Park, because how to perform surgery or do CPR isn't a trade secret.
Right.
There is no trade secret there,
right?
Almost the way there would be if you work for Kentucky Fried Chicken and you know what the secret spices are.
And by the way, very quickly, if I may, and I was out of town when this happened, but speaking of the competition, everybody knows Slacker died last week. His funeral is tomorrow at 11, and I will be going. He was a friend of mine. May I just very quickly say, and I think I touched on this briefly on either Friday or yesterday, what a wonderful human being he was. Mm. What a wonderful human being Slacker was. And may God bless him forever. And
absolute legend in this town. The hashtag was legend. Absolute legend in this town.
He was unbelievably funny. He was unbelievably personable. I remember the last time we saw each other, it was in a parking lot at Hy-Vee, and he was just so genuine and so kind. And never in a million years did I think I'd be going to his funeral. Never in a million years. And I do it with love. I do it begrudgingly. I don't want to go to his funeral because I didn't want him to die. But for those of you who knew Slacker or who enjoyed listening to him on 101 The Fox, God, what a great human being. Just a genuinely good human being. And he will be sorely missed in our community. May God forever bless Slacker. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name's Scott, here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Friday, I'm going to need prayers. Maya's first solo flight.
Oh!
Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh!
I will be in Warrensburg.
Oh!
Puckered.
Oh, you're going to go watch it?
Yes, I am. I've decided I'm going to go watch.
She's ready, Scott. She's ready.
I know she is.
She's going to kill it.
I know she is.
She's ready.
I will be...
You, on the other hand.
I'm going to wear an adult diaper.
Yep.
And we'll need to, because I'm probably going to poop myself.
Yep.
As my baby takes off in a plane all by herself and then tries to land it on the ground.
Will this be the first time that you've seen her take off in person?
Yes.
Okay.
Really, Sam?
How long will she be up and doing her thing before
she
lands again?
Don't know. Sooner,
the sooner the better.
The less the better.
Don't trust a fart.
Let's get up and let's come right back down.
Well, not right back down.
Well, I mean, calmly. Let's. Really? Really?
Okay. Let's have a little leveling off first, shall we?
If it helps at all, I believe the instructor is still in the plane.
I hope so. God, I hope
so. First solo flight.
Solo meaning you do all of it by yourself without the instructor assistance.
I need an instructor.
That's
in that
not
plane.
How I read this. When you said first solo flight, I think she is solo, up and down by herself.
Well, I don't want her to get so high. I want her to get so low that she comes right back
right
down.
But you see what I'm saying? I don't think that there's an instructor there. That's what she's been doing this entire time. I am so proud of her, and she is going to be just fine. And did you know I have been invited to go up in a plane on May 1st? I am so excited with one of my favorite organizations called Angel Flight.
Oh, I love this organization.
You know, all of the pilots around town who have their own planes donate their time. They donate their mileage. So that when kids are sick and the children's families are sick, let's say they've got to go to Children's Mercy in Denver, they've got to go to the Mayo Clinic or St. Jude's, you know, the cost and insurance involved in all that stuff doesn't mean your whole family gets to go with you. And so local pilots donate the miles and the time to send family members and sick kids all over the country for treatment for cancer and all kinds of things, right? Mm. So they reached out because I've been to a couple of their fundraisers and said, would you like to go up with one of the pilot volunteers, and we'll take you up. We'll take you around Kansas City for 15 or so minutes, bring you back down.
Oh, that's fun.
So you can meet one of the pilots, and we're going to leave from the TWA Museum. That is May 1st, and I cannot wait. I'm doing it around 11 a.m., so I'll have plenty of time, you know, to get photos and take some video and then talk about it on the air when I get back.
By the way, I was trying to make you feel better, Scott, but everyone wants to correct me, and so I will correct myself. Yes, she will indeed be in the plane by herself.
Oh, God.
Thus,
solo. Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's got this.
I know she does.
She's got it.
I know.
By the way,
would you feel if it was one of your four brood?
Angel Flight has been doing this 29 years and have given 33,000 free flights to sick kiddos and their families.
Now answer my question.
I would be right where you are. Can we put a helmet on him?
Can we put a helmet on, please?
Can I pack a parachute and a sandwich? She's going to be fine.
I know. I know. I'm nervous dad, you know? I'm scared to death.
Of course.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. A truck driver was attacked, and 100 cases of snow crabs were stolen during a cargo heist in Pennsylvania, according to police. It happened on April 18th, so about 5 days ago. At 5 o'clock in the morning, a driver sleeping in his truck awakened to his trailer shaking, according to police in Philadelphia. When the driver got out of the truck to see what was going on, he saw 4 SUVs and 12 men.
Ooh.
The men were stealing cases of snow crab, according to police. The driver confronted the men. Never do that. And several of them attacked and beat him. They stole the driver's cell phone, took off with approximately 100 cases of snow crab. The amount taken was valued at roughly $30,000.
And what are they going to do with thawing snow crab?
Cook it.
30,000 of them?
Dana, do I look like a snow crab thief?
No, you don't. This is what's going on. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is what's going on. I don't know where y'all park. Where are our truck drivers? I don't know where y'all park at night because we've had dimes stolen. We've had...
I was just about to say, it's like the guy who broke in and tried to steal all the dimes and then quickly realized the dimes are not very light.
They're heavy, right? They don't know when they mob... Did it say how many suspects there were?
There were 12.
Okay. They don't know, these 12 idiots, when they mob the truck, what's inside that truck. They were hoping for, I don't know...
Something other than snow crab?
Dollar bills or Bitcoin or Nike shoes. And then they got in there and they're like,
Bitcoin.
Does something smell like the ocean?
Bitcoin is not physical.
Well, it'd be less weight than dimes.
Clearly, because it's only it's on the internet.
In theory.
Yeah, right.
They didn't know they were stealing crab. They just stole a bunch of crab and then thought, what the hell are we going to do with this? And you know what the answer is? It's going to thaw. It's going to go bad. And now it's ruined. We can sell that out of the back of your trunk.
$30,000 worth of snow crab. That's what they stole.
Where are truck drivers supposed to park?
Well, I'll tell you where they do park and where they're supposed to park. I don't know if they're one and the same. They often park on ramps.
Yeah. It had been a long time since I had driven overnight on a highway in the middle of nowhere, but Saturday night or Sunday
doesn't
morning.
Doesn't that feel like extremely unsafe?
So for example, if you're in Lenexa off K7, the on-ramp from 87th Street onto K7 is, in the morning, packed with like five or six semi-trucks.
So on Sunday morning, I was driving back from Columbia after the post-sex nacho show there. Yep. It was about 2:30 in the morning. And all the truck stops were obviously full, but that meant that every single on-ramp had at least three trucks on it.
They park on-ramps.
So when, I'm going to look this up because we just talked about this with the dimes, and we also talked about whether or not it is still legal for truckers to do the exit or the on-ramp when there's nowhere else for them to go. Or Walmart parking lots. Didn't a guy get ambushed or shot or something? He was pulled over off onto the exit. This was just in our stack, Scott. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a month ago, because we were talking about the safety aspect for our truckers, and we have a ton of you listening out there. Where are you supposed to park? Not only so that you don't get plowed into by a car coming or going that's not paying attention, but also so a mob of people who think you might have a bunch of Nike shoes in there don't mob you and rob your load.
They also park, obviously, at truck stops like Flying J on I-29.
Which get full.
But to your point, Dana, not only do they get full, but, I mean, there aren't a lot of truck stops just driving down any given highway.
And once you hit your time, you have to stop. There is no, I had to keep going because there weren't any truck stop parking spots.
Yeah, once you hit your time, you have to pull over.
You can allot for that. Just like when your gas is low or when my charge is low in my car, you allot for that.
Well, I understand, but like...
Like, I'm not going to make it all the way to the Flying J, so I'd better pick a Walmart that's closer.
Well, but think about this. Like, over the last 2 months, I've driven down to Wichita twice, right? I can't think of a single... And maybe I'm not a trucker, so I'm not looking for them. But I can't think of a single truck stop between here and Wichita that I saw. Now, maybe there is one.
Yeah, there's multiple.
Okay. But you have to, you would have to plan for that, right? And let's say that, and I don't know how many hours a day they're allowed to drive, 13, 14 hours a day, whatever it is. But if I'm on my 10th hour, right, and there's the truck stop, but I could still go another three, but there's no truck stop, why am I going to pull over and cheat myself out of 3 hours of driving time?
Right. So listen to this. Cargo theft just in 2022 spiked 15%. It is a significant issue within the trucking industry. According to Cargo Net, the estimated total of cargo theft losses exceeds $250 million each year, with the why don't you guess the average loss per incident? Every time someone robs a trucker, the average loss.
50 grand.
No.
Higher?
Higher.
100 grand.
Higher.
150 grand.
Higher.
200 grand.
$214,000.
Wow.
By the way, they totally knew they were stealing frozen food because when they opened the truck, it was cold like a freezer.
Okay. Somebody says there is a Flying J in Emporia. Okay. I drive an SUV. I don't drive a truck, so I didn't see it. Somebody says on the text line, you're allowed to drive 11 hours. Your total shift is 14. So you can have 3 hours downtime, you know, grab lunch, maybe take a shower, whatever, but you're allowed to drive 11 hours.
Okay.
And once you hit that 11,
you have to stop.
Otherwise, you're going to not be driving the next day.
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Stick around for the bonus hour. I just put this on our social media channels. A bombshell, historic ruling by the FTC today with broad implications for so many of you listening who work under a non-compete clause. The FTC basically coming out today and effectively saying the non-compete clause is dead.
Now, and you have to keep this in mind, and I think we get into this next hour on the program, in the bonus hour. If they get rid of the no-compete, it also would more likely than not get rid of the severance.
You cannot overstate the significance of this ruling today. And it you said it affects one out of five. I thought
one out of five.
Way higher.
One out of five American workers currently operate under a no-compete
and a
clause.
Much bigger slice of business owners who ask their workers to abide by them.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest swath of workers that our friend Bernie, the attorney, thought this would affect our healthcare workers.
Yep. You can't even begin. I'm trying to think of one nurse, and I know several nurses. They all operate under a no-compete clause.
So if you work at KU, KU can tell you we don't want you going over to St. Luke's. If you work at St. Luke's, Luke's can say to you, we don't want you going to Overland Park. And what the FTC ruled was that is too broad, it is too restrictive, and it is a violation of basically a worker's right to go make better money and wage better deals with a different employer.
Now, to go back to my point again, though, very quickly, if I may, this is also likely going to get rid of, if in fact this ruling or this decision is upheld, and it will be challenged. I think Bernie, the attorney, even said
this will go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. If this decision is upheld, it likely gets rid of the common severance package that is included in contracts that also normally have
where they kick you some money
to stay alive while you don't go work somewhere
else. Here.
Yeah, right. We would be remiss if we don't at least acknowledge what happened today. The Justice Department agreed to pay more than $138 million to victims of disgraced sports physician Larry Nassar.
Burn in hell.
And apologized for the FBI's failing to act on warnings about the convicted sex abuser. Quoting here from Associate Attorney General Benjamin Meiser in announcing the settlement, $138 million. The FBI failed to conduct an adequate investigation of Nassar's conduct. For decades, Larry Nassar abused his position, betraying the trust of those under his care and medical supervision while skirting accountability. The allegations should have been taken seriously from the outset.
and were not? And where are the other prison sentences for those who knew and allowed it to happen? I will be screaming that until the day I die.
From the New York Post, a Swiss air jet nearly crashed into four other planes.
Again?
At JFK Airport after a communications error put them on the runway at the same time. This one was going down the runway. These four other planes were coming off nearby runways and were about to pass in front of this plane.
Perpendicular.
Correct.
Four different arteries into the path of this plane.
Correct.
It was a main runway. And the story we had earlier this week, ATC people saw what was happening and yelled at them to stop. In this story, it was the pilot who was like, hey, look, there's some planes getting in my way. I better hit the brakes.
It was the pilot who noticed that there were four planes about to move their way into the runway. I was watching, I think it was CNN this morning, and they were doing this story, and they had a guy on from...
Oops, I crap my pants?
Yeah. Oops, I crap my pants. Right. And
Depends Incorporated.
Yeah, Depends Incorporated. And what was happening was, and he said this should never, ever happen, is that there were two air traffic controllers controlling the same runway. And he said, how that happens, look, I don't understand.
We're going to bring this back tomorrow as a topic because we keep reading the same story again and again. The near miss. There was a Swiss Air this week.
The one we're talking about right now was Swiss Air.
JetBlue last week. I mean, every week there's a story in the stack about the near miss or the making contact between aircraft.
There's been so many so far this year that the FAA says they're looking into the overworking of air traffic controllers.
Bingo.
I don't know why it took 50 incidents.
Well, it's one of the, isn't it historically one of the most stressed out jobs?
Burned out.
I believe it has lowest retirement age of any job. Forced retirement age.
Shonda's husband, Pedro, is a former air traffic controller.
I don't know if we have too few of them, if we need to pay them more, if we need to hire more, if we need to change their hours.
The requirements are incredibly high.
I'm going to be honest. I no longer worry when a plane is like up in the air if it's just going to fall out of the sky. Planes want to remain in the air. But right. I do worry going down that runway. Everyone's paying attention. I'm coming.
Click the wing.
We got to run. The bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the finest man in these United States. His name is Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.